Welcome to the combat training episode for ants. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and internal questionnaire. Black ants are the most common type of ant found in the UK. They live in our gardens and form an integral part of the ecosystem, mixing up our soil and making it more fertile. But when they invade our homes, it's time to take action. There are thousands of species of ants, but the ones you're likely to most meet in this country are the black ants, the red ants, and in some cases, the Faroe ants. We'll tell you about these in this podcast. How to spot a black garden ant. Well, the black ant is between 3 and 5 millimeters long, blackish in color, and they do not bite. The red ant is 3 to 6 millimeters long. They are deep red in color and deliver a painful sting. This comes out as a white pustule, which feels like it's on fire, hence the name fire ants. Faroe ant, 2 millimeters long. They are pale straw yellow with darker heads and abdomens. The life cycle of the black ant. To combat black ants, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. They live within an interdependent nest with one queen who can live up to 10 years and between 5,000 and 15,000 workers who live for around 1 month. All the eggs in the colony are laid by one queen. After 3 weeks, the larvae become pupa. These are fiercely guarded and fed by the workers. 2 weeks later, they are fully grown workers. Once the pupa is fully developed, they form adult workers. The workers gather food, bring it back to the nest, feed the young, and build the colony. In July, when new queens hatch, they double in size, grow wings, and take flight to find a mate and start their own nest somewhere else. These are referred to as flying ants. Many hundreds, even thousands, can be flying at one time. They can cause a lot of distress to households, and we see lots of calls about this. What they eat: sweet and sugary food, plant nectar, rotten fruit, sugary honeydew produced by aphids. They happily farm aphids, protecting them from predators so they can feed off the substance aphids produce. Anything you leave on your food surfaces, they invade our homes in search of food, bring back to their nest and feed the colony. Where they live: black ants live in nests. Ideal places for black ant nests are under paving slabs, rocky areas, in soil, around flower beds, lawns, plant pots, window boxes, and in hollowed trees. How to spot you've got a black ant problem. Sightings. You'll have more black ants entering your home, especially around the food surfaces and near bins. On to the Faroe ant. Faroe ants may be less common than black or red ants, but if you spot them in your home, seek professional help straight away. That's because these ants live indoors and breed so quickly that an infestation can happen rapidly, which poses a real risk to you and your family's health. Read on to find out more. How to spot a Faroe ant. Faroe ants are 2 millimeters long. They are pale, straw yellow in color, with darker heads and abdomens. And remember, the black ants are between 3 and 5 millimeters long, black in color, and they do not bite. The life cycle of the Faroe. To combat Faroe ants, it's good to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupa to adult. They take 5 weeks in total to develop into fully formed worker ants, 3 weeks to develop as larvae, and 2 weeks to pupate and become an adult. Faroe ant colonies have many queens. Unlike black ant colonies, where there is only one, the queens are interchangeable, so the colony can survive indefinitely. Infestations happen quickly because after breeding, groups of workers and queens leave the nest and set up satellite nests, and so the cycle starts again. It's important to note that if the nest is disturbed but not destroyed, This can make the infestation even worse. Once the pharaoh ants feel their nest is under attack, they bud, smaller groups slip off from the main nest and form several new nests after the breeding cycle starts again. What they eat? Meat, cheese, fat, sugar, honey, jam. In hospitals, they feed on blood and intravenous diet fluids. Dead insects, mice, and droppings can also provide a food source. Where they live, pharaoh ants live in a nest. They are often found in residential blocks, hotels, and hospitals. They make nests in the fabric of the building, such as cavity walls, windows, etc., or in plants or sterile supplies. They can spread through the service ducts, like heating and electrical conduits. The ants forage for water around sinks and areas of condensation. They love hot, dry places. The ideal breeding conditions are temperatures between 18 and 30 degrees. How to spot you've got a pharaoh ant problem? Sightings. More pharaoh ants entering your home, especially on food surfaces and around bin areas. For our team members, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.